The next matter on our agenda is another proposed interim final rule regarding the repayment of candidate loans. Commissioner Cooksey.
Thank you very much, Mr. Chairman. Before the commission is a draft interim final rule making necessary changes to our regulations in light of a court decision. The Supreme Court's decision 10 days ago on May 16th in Federal Election Commission versus Ted Cruz for Senate. The court held by a vote of 6-3 that Section 304 of the Bipartisan Campaign Reform Act of 2002, placing limits on candidates' ability to seek repayment of personal loans to their authorized committees, violated the First Amendment and is unconstitutional. And that was an affirmance of the unanimous three-judge panel ruling in the District Court for the District of Columbia, reaching the same holding. So in light of that, because the underlying statute is unconstitutional, our implementing regulations, I think, are as well. And so what this IFR does is pretty simple. It removes the implementing regulations, of which there are only a handful, from the Code of Federal Regulations in compliance with the Supreme Court's ruling. This is a draft IFR that came from my office, but it's been reviewed multiple times by the policy division. In fact, it's had significant input from the policy division. And I especially want to thank Mr. Knopp for all of his tremendous expertise and help that went into crafting this proposed document and vetting it. I think this is an important rulemaking. I think it's timely. We're in an election year. We had primary elections 2 days ago. We had primary elections several weeks ago. We have more primary elections coming up. And then, of course, the general election in November. And a lot of campaigns and candidates are going to be wondering what the limits are on their ability to repay personal loans to their committees. And while I think it's safe to say that well-funded, well-counseled committees will probably understand what the rules are, I think that there are many unsophisticated candidates who may not. And part of being clear and giving good guidance as an agency overseeing this area of law is making sure our regulations reflect the state of the law. For all those reasons, I think this is a simple thing we can do. I think it would be good to do it in a timely manner rather than waiting months or years, as I think we have done in the past with other rulemakings in response to court decisions. And so for that, I would urge my colleagues to support the interim final rule.
Thank you, Commissioner. Commissioner Broussard.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I do think it's important for us to issue an interim final rule for this and the previous matter. However, and I've expressed this concern outside of the meeting, is that I think that this should have been fielded through the regulations committee so that we can prioritize the resources of the agency in that division, which is fully understaffed, overworked, and overtaxed. We all agree they're excellent, but they can only do so much. So this is one that I think if we prioritize what we should be working on and focusing on internet disclaimers and candidate salaries and what we just previously considered, I don't think it's the appropriate time for us to be working on this one. And we do have a Supreme Court decision that I doubt that anyone is going to ignore. Thank you.
Of course, Commissioner. Commissioner Weintraub? I think we may have a sense where you're going.
Yes, indeed. Sorry about that. I jumped the gun on this one. It's very enthusiastic. I agree with my colleague, Commissioner Broussard. I think that we should refer this matter to the Regulations Committee, which is very well led by the chairman and Commissioner Broussard. And they can consider this in light of all of our other rulemaking priorities, of which there are many. There are many things that I have been trying to get my colleagues to focus on for years. And sometimes it's hard to get people to read a document. But as I said, there's no question that we're going to abide by the Supreme Court decision. I think it's highly unlikely that there are too many unsophisticated candidates out there who will not be well counseled, but they have more than $250,000 to loan their campaign. I think anybody with those kind of resources is going to hire a lawyer. And the Supreme Court opinion obviously has gotten wide publicity. So I don't think anybody's going to be too confused about this. Obviously, we should get our regulations in order. I support doing that, but I support our ordering our regulatory priorities through the normal process.
So a couple of responses. First, and The existence of this particular procedure is precisely for these sort of situations. I mean, right now we have a booklet, some of us have it in front of us up here, which has the regulations that purport to speak with the rule of law on the Federal Election Campaign Act as enforced by this agency. That book is affirmatively misleading. The first rule of the rule of law is the law must be public. This is Code of Hammurabi stuff. This is a very ancient point. And to have a situation where we are republishing regulations that are affirmatively wrong on the law as enforced by this agency, I think is very troubling. It's one reason I'm very disappointed that our efforts to put an interim final rule on the previous matter, a case with which I have some personal disagreements, but where the courts have spoken and our rules are unenforceable. I feel the same way here. I agree with my colleagues that resources are at a premium here, and I agree that people know what the law is in light of the Supreme Court ruling, but I don't think that absolves us of our responsibility as a federal agency to ensure that we're not at least putting out, again, affirmatively misleading text, and to act as quickly as we possibly can in situations where it's clear a final order of a court has invalidated our regulations. So, with respect, I do think that this procedure exists precisely for this situation. I would understand the need for further rulemaking in light of comments that come in afterwards, but we meet the legal requirements to move quickly to comply with this court order, and I'm going to vote accordingly here, and I would have voted accordingly in the previous matter. So I'm hoping this passes, because I do think, again, we have an affirmative duty to the American people not to publish inaccurate regulations. Commissioner Cooksey.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I guess a couple points in response to my colleagues. I agree that resources in the policy division are at a premium. I initially asked the policy division to draft this from a blank slate. A commissioner objected to my request to have the policy division do that, so I did it in-house. I did it myself, and so I think I'm being respectful of the policy division's very busy time by managing this draft myself and asking for their technical assistance and their expertise in doing it, but allowing them to do the work that is the general work of the commission that we want them to focus on. At the same time, I think we can walk and chew gum. We can do internet disclaimers, and we can do IFRs that are fairly simple, only a few pages, that conform with court orders. I don't see why one interferes with the other, and sort of, we are where we are. It's a completed document. I haven't heard any objections to the substance of the document, that it's erroneous or technically wrong. It just seems like it needs to go through a process that would result in the exact same document we have before us. So if anything, I think the argument in favor of resource conservation is to vote on this document today rather than to allocate additional policy and commissioner time to go through it, unless there are substantive objections to its content.
Commissioner Weintraub.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I am happy to state publicly that I was the person who objected, because the request to have the policy division start drafting came before the Supreme Court had ruled. And my objection was that we should wait until we had the opinion in hand before we started drafting. And I hold to that. Had we waited till we had the opinion in hand, had my colleague said, now should the policy division take a look at this, I would have been happy to go along with that. But as I said, I cannot recall another instance ever where the commission was asked on 1 week's notice to adopt as an interim final rule, but yet a final rule, a document that was prepared in one commissioner's office. It's been undergone one round of revision already since it's been out in the 1 week. So yes, I think we ought to take a little bit more time to make sure that we get it right. And as I said, to make sure it's been properly vetted and gone through the normal process.
Commissioner Cooksey.
I guess a question for Mr. Knopp in the policy division. Do you feel that this rule has had sufficient time with you and with other people in the policy division as needed to vet its contents and its technical conformance?
We've taken a look at the drafts and would support draft B.
Thank you very much. Mr. Trainer.
So my concern in waiting is just a practical concern for practitioners in this area. By having a statute that's been struck down by the court and still having a rule in place, I think it puts lawyers in a tough spot when advising clients as to what sort of compliance they need to be worried about, because it gives the appearance that the commission, especially now that we have this draft out there, that we're having this discussion in public, gives the appearance that there may be some attempt to either resurrect or revise the current regulation. And so I think we put the lawyers in a very tough spot in advising clients. So I would urge us to move quickly on this, to get it done, especially in light of, we just had primaries in Texas. We've got primaries going on in other states over the next few weeks. We have a lot of people who are looking at this issue. And while Commissioner Weintraub is correct that, you know, anybody that has this kind of money probably has the ability to go and seek counsel, I worry about what type of counsel they may receive because there is a statute that's been struck down, but a rule that's still on the books. Thank you.
Of course. Commissioner Weintraub.
Just point out that the statute has been struck down, and yet it is also still on the books, literally. Congress has not rushed in to wipe the statute off the books, and we understand that lawyers are going to understand that statute doesn't apply anymore, even though if they look at the statute book, it's still going to be there. And I think similarly, nobody's really going to be terribly confused by this. And I assume that we will get to dealing with this in due course. I'm planning on abstaining on what I assume will be the motion to adopt, because I assume that at some point we will adopt something similar to this, but I do not think that this is the day or the time.
Well, with some hope that we can act with more alacrity than Congress. Is there any further discussion before we take motions? Are there any motions? Commissioner Cooksey. Mr. Chairman. Oh, Mr. Vice Chair.
Thank you. Is there any benefit to putting this off for a very short period of time to consider really the merits or demerits of voting at this time? Or are we pretty much locked in?
I haven't heard a lot of ambiguity, Mr. Vice Chair, but if any of my colleagues disagree that a vote today is appropriate, certainly open to argumentation. Seeing a lot of silence and dumb faces here, Mr. Vice Chair.
Wouldn't be the first time.
Commissioner Cooksey.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. With respect to the proposed interim final rule on the repayment of candidate loans, I move approval of agenda document number 22-17-B.
Thank you, Commissioner. For any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Any abstentions?
Abstain.
So Vice Chair, how do you vote?
I abstain too.
Motion fails with 3 in favor. Myself, Commissioner Cooksey, and Commissioner Trainer, and 3 abstentions, the Vice Chair, Commissioner Weintraub, and Commissioner Broussard. All right, thank you very much, Commissioner Cooksey and Council.